It's time now for an opera edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Joining us now from St. Paul, Minnesota, is Ryan Lohr of Minnesota Public Radio. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
And I always love doing these opera DJ sessions, not least because the music is fantastic, but also because it's so hard to say the names of most of it or the people that are playing it. So correct me if I'm wrong here as we go along, but let's start with this piece from Beethoven. This is conducted by Leonard Bernstein with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. This is Mir ist so wunderbar from Fidelio. Tell us about this piece.
So I picked this because one of the things I love about my job is I'm constantly getting to discover new things, even if they're really old. And Gundula Janowitz is a soprano who I came to discover about 4 years ago. And once I discovered her, I just kind of started listening to everything that she had recorded. And this recording really popped out to me. There's so much about Beethoven that is really hard, whether you're singing or an instrumentalist. And I think it's really exploited here in this quartet, also known as the Canon Quartet. You know the song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat?
Yeah.
It's a canon, so the text is different, but the melody is exactly the same. But what makes Beethoven so hard is the way he will like stack the voices on top of each other and the distance between them. That's something that really has a unique Beethoven sound. And then articulation, so the length of notes. And when you listen from the very beginning of this piece all the way to the end, the people match each other so perfectly, and they've picked just the right length that, for me, really makes this come to life as a true piece of Beethoven's music.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more of it. All right, well, on to the next one that you brought us. This is Tristan and Isolde, Liebestod, or Love Death, by Richard Wagner with soprano Birgit Nilsson and the orchestra of the Bayreuth Festival and conductor Carl Bohm. This is from 1966. Such drama in her voice there.
There is. She's known as a dramatic soprano.
And what should we know about this one?
So Birgit Nilsson is one of my all-time favorite singers, and it is mostly because she can do something that no one else can do. And as you just heard, she is singing with this amazing sound over a huge orchestra. You know, Wagner was really known for expanding the size of the orchestra in the pit and getting these really big, loud, lush sounds out of the orchestra. And she has one of the few voices ever that has really just been able to carry over the orchestra without any kind of force. And once Nielsen was asked, you know, how do you do this? Because, I mean, this is a marathon role.
Yeah.
And she said, a lot of practice and a really comfortable pair of shoes.
A really comfortable pair of shoes. Interesting. I would have thought like a ton of water or something like that.
She was also known for like having a huge steak before she sang.
Wow, that's interesting. I feel like you shouldn't even eat or, you know, they've often said in the radio business, like, don't drink coffee before you go on the air because it'll tighten up your vocal cords.
Yeah, I have a piece of candy sitting on my desk for right after this.
All right. Well, let's get to another one that you brought us. And this is by Richard Strauss. This is Renee Fleming, who we've had on the show before, actually, very famous opera singer, and Kathleen Battle. They are singing soprano with Frederica von Stade as mezzo-soprano with the Berlin Philharmonic. And Claudio Abbado conducting. This is the final trio from Der Rosenkavalier. Now, you say there's something interesting we should know about the female singers here.
Yeah, so Strauss loved two things. He loved the French horn, because his dad was a French horn player, and he loved the female voice. A lot of the female roles he conceived of were for he had his wife in mind.
Hmm.
And so what's interesting about this is you have two women and a male, but because he loves the female voice so much, the male Octavian is actually played by a mezzo-soprano.
So the poor male opera singer that lived in that town.
Yeah, but lucky for us, we get this amazing trio. And it is my opinion that this is the best recording of the final trio.
Well, Ryan, we have time for one more that you wanted us to hear. This is from earlier this year, actually, this performance from the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra featuring soprano Anita Hartig. This piece is by Giacomo Puccini. It is Turandot, Signore Ascolta. Tell us about Anita Hartig, because a lot of people may not have heard of her.
I had not heard of her until I saw the Met broadcast in January.
Hmm.
She's a Romanian lyric soprano. She sang La Boheme at the Met. She sang a role in The Magic Flute this past year also. I rarely leave an opera these days and feel like I need to text somebody like, oh my gosh, have you heard of this person? And as soon as I left, I had two friends who I'm always talking opera with, who I immediately was like, you need to go hear this person. Have you heard of this person? She was amazing. There's both like a warmth and delicacy and clarity to her voice all at the same time, which I was really drawn to, that I don't hear often.
Now, not everyone in this country and not everyone who's listening has access to good opera where they live. Do you have a lot of it there in the Twin Cities?
The Minnesota Opera is an amazing opera company. They do four shows a year. Last season, they did the world premiere of Paul Morvec's The Shining, and it was absolutely spectacular.
That's Minnesota Public Radio's Ryan Lohr bringing us some of his opera favorites today on the DJ Sessions. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.